This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
It's time for Sports Day.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day.
Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
I am so ready for this Hurricanes game coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm also so nervous. I'm also really ready for this Dolphins game tomorrow night, 8:20. The whole world will be watching. I'm also a little bit nervous. I'm tired of this narrative. I don't know if you're tired of this too, Vlad. Clemson sucks. The Eagles suck this year.
Whoa.
It's a little bit of an overstatement.
Clemson, I don't know. Clemson's not the same Clemson.
But that doesn't mean they suck or they're not good. They're still a good team.
They're not the Clemson that we are used to. Of seeing the past 10 years.
Nationally top three ranked.
Nationally top five, yeah, top three ranked, national title, future first round quarterback, unbelievable players being drafted. I mean, crap, the Dolphins have one of them in the defensive line, you know, in Christian Wilkins. So then they're not getting the same quality of players. So that's why a lot of people think that they've fallen off, but they don't suck. No. But here's the thing. They had two losses already, correct? They lost to Duke and they lost to Florida State, in overtime, who are two of the best teams in the ACC. You know, they beat Miami and they've beaten Syracuse, they've beaten other teams. You know, they can finish the year out winning the remaining games. And to us, a two-loss season, to them, a two-loss season would be bad. But to me, from the outside, I'm going to be like, well, damn, they struggled early, but they got their act together. So, therefore, a win for Miami to get their act back together and give Clemson three losses, that's a big – yeah, today's a big game. Tonight's a big game, bro.
It's a bad Clemson team comparatively to the teams that win national championships. Still, if you think that this is a bad Clemson team, you need to pump the brakes. This is a very good Clemson team. Miami needs to go out there and play their A game. But, yeah, it's a huge game. I think for both teams, Clemson wants to say business as usual. Hey, look, we got punched in the mouth the first game of the season. We really should have beat Florida State because we fumbled. They got a scoop score. Then we missed an easy field goal in the overtime. So they're saying, hey, we're okay. Don't worry about that. Miami wants to, man, three-game losing streak. And the way that you've lost those sloppy two games, by the way, not taking the knee. And
you were up 17-14 going to the half. You were up 17-14 at halftime. And in the second half, different. I don't know what team came out there in the second half. A lot of turnovers, mistakes, penalties. It was even though North Carolina did have more penalties than the Canes, it was just that the timing of the penalties for the Canes was just bad opportunities, bad timing.
It also seems like the secondary of the Canes never really recovered from that last play of the Georgia Tech game. Like, they were not very good. They got to put on them. And it's not because they got outskilled. They were not in very good position for a lot of those passes. Missing balls, not covering guys well. Got to get right today. Now,
and TVD needs to play better too.
Yeah, that's true. I look, as your quarterback goes, a lot of times you go. Just look at the Miami Dolphins. Speaking of the Miami Dolphins, like I said, a lot of people saying something's wrong with the Philadelphia Eagles. Why? Because they didn't live up to your expectations this year. Last year, they exceeded expectations. No one really saw them being as good as they were. This year, now the world, whoa, they're the greatest team in the world.
They're still winning games. They weren't saying that. They were winning games. No. They weren't saying, whoa. They were not saying the Eagles were the greatest team in the world. They were saying that the Eagles were winning, but they weren't winning in the manner that everybody wants them to win. Their team didn't look good, but they were winning. And you know what, though, Dan? I don't understand why people are complaining. Win. Because you know why? Have you looked at their schedule? If you start from 2 weeks ago when they went against the Rams, right? They play the Rams, the Jets, the Dolphins, the Commanders, Cowboys, bye week, right? Then they come back, Chiefs, Bills, Niners, Cowboys.
Yeah. You swear they're 1-5, not 5-1.
Right. So all that bitching and complaining about, oh my God, those first five games, you better be thankful that you stacked up those wins. Because that, my friend, is a hell of a schedule.
They got a tough schedule, no doubt. So, once again, just because they're not as good as you think they're supposed to be doesn't mean they're not a good team. Doesn't mean they're not a class act. Doesn't mean it's going to be like taking candy from a baby and going into the link and just going to be another 40, 50-point game. No! Everybody's dealing with injuries. I don't make excuses like that. What I'm saying is they've got a front four on both offense and defense in the trenches that are as good, if not much better, than even good teams in the league. Man, that defensive line is nasty. And we talked about that with Leroy Horde. If they can get pressure with that front four and they can get guys back and try to slow down that passing game, slow down Tyreek Hill, slow down Jaylen Waddle, slow down Braxton Berrios. Craziness. But you got to feel as though Mike McDaniel can scheme for this game. If you're Philadelphia, you want to muck it up, right? You want to make it a bully ball. You want it to be tough. You saw what happened with the Bills. You'd like to think the Dolphins have learned their lesson from the Bills game. We got to be tougher. We got to be better. But how do you do that? You're a finesse team. You are who you are. You don't want to get in, you know, a skinny little guy that doesn't know how to fight, doesn't want to get into a fist fight with an MMA guy. It's not how you're going to win the fight. I'm just going to be tougher than him. No, you're not. No, let it go. Mm-hmm. You got to find a different way to win. You got to trust this team. But I will say this. You get one-on-one with Tyreek Hill, and you're going to get what you deserve. I believe that. Jaylen Waddle. He's almost been, not forgotten about, but he's almost, next to Tyreek Hill, become a possession receiver. And we know he's not. But
I don't need that for my fantasy team.
Okay, yeah. Raheem Mostert got 11 touchdowns on the season. Goodness gracious.
Yes, I need that. I like that.
Goodness gracious. It's all about the scheme tomorrow. Home field advantage, I'll give Philadelphia credit. You're going to have it tomorrow.
Oh, and they're wearing their Kelly Green jerseys.
Yeah, for some reason, yeah, there's the throwback jerseys thrown in. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for the Dolphins. Some teams play better with the throwbacks and the alternate jerseys. Some people don't. Miami Hurricanes, the blackout uniforms. I don't know. Man, I said this yesterday, Vlad. I don't know what's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised by a myriad of things in the game. If the Dolphins go in there and blow them out, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'd be surprised.
If the Eagles go in there and blow them out, wouldn't be surprised. If the Dolphins barely win, wouldn't be surprised.
No, I'd be surprised if it's a blowout.
Eagles barely win, wouldn't be surprised.
No, wouldn't. I think that this is a competitive game.
If it's a shootout, wouldn't be surprised. If it's 17-14, wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. There's not a lot that's going to surprise me in this game. I'm expecting just wide open.
Anything could happen. I would be shocked if either team blew out the other team.
Well, both teams can score, especially the Dolphins. We know that.
Right.
I would love for it to become a track meet. I think the Dolphins, against every team in the league, if it's a track meet, we win.
But here's the problem, though. If you do lose that track meet, what are you looking for? Then you're looking at the defense. That's the thing about track meets. You have to win the track meet, because then winning the track meet keeps the win covers the fact that your defense gave up so many points and yards and this, that, and the other. You don't want to get blown out because then everybody gets, you know, everybody gets criticized for that.
I told you the narrative is nasty if the Dolphins get beat badly tomorrow.
Yes, the bad.
You lost the two teams that have winning records, and you're not physical.
You lose a competitive game.
There's an easy way to beat you.
You lose a competitive game. I don't think it's just like, all right, Dolphins lost. It was against the Eagles. It was a great game. We would love to see that run. Like, we would love them to run it back again. If they lose like 10, 13 points, people will start saying when they go against quality competition and on the road as well. Remember, that will also be another narrative that those two losses were on the road to Buffalo and to Philadelphia if you do lose tomorrow. But I think they get their act together, man. I think the offensive line can do their job. I think the Dolphins could pull off the victory over the Eagles.
This is what's on the line for the Dolphins tomorrow. Win and you feel as though you're a great team. Lose and you feel as though you're a good team. Big difference between greatness and goodness. Good teams make the playoffs. Good teams beat up on bad teams.
Good teams make the hype real. And that's what everybody wants to say right now. If you know, I know you watched a lot of the pundits this week, a lot of the First Take, the Undisputed. They started talking very highly of the Dolphins. Dolphins was in Stephen A's top five. See, they've been on
most people's
top. Yeah, most people's top five, but they were at the top three after week three. Then the loss to the Bills happened, but they two victories over the Giants and the Panthers, and the way that they've won, and the fact that they're the only teams that's really putting up points in the NFL, a win over the Eagles. 5-1 Eagles, top of the NFC East, tied for the best record in the NFL. They beat the Eagles in Philadelphia.
You feel
on national TV, national primetime TV. I think everybody's talking Monday about the Miami Dolphins, that they are the team.
Yeah.
That they're the team to give Kansas City their biggest threat in the AFC, and there's going to be a lot of hype into that game in Germany.
Yeah, but as I've said, you win tomorrow night, you feel as though the Dolphins are a great team. You lose, you feel as though you're a good team. And like I said, good teams make the playoffs. Good teams beat up on bad teams. Great teams beat other really good teams and great teams. Great teams don't just go to the playoffs. They go deep in the playoffs. Great teams go on to win Super Bowls. So tomorrow night, win or lose, you're at least a good team. But if you win, though, for the Dolphins, you can be considered a great team. Find out what happens tomorrow night. Exciting.
You win, you're a contender.
Great team. I think you're a great team.
You lose, and depending how you lose, because the
team.
Way you lose. No, you could be you lose bad. You could be like, people might think, they could be only bad teams. But when they go against quality teams. No, when they go against quality teams, they get their ass handed to them. If you lose in a close game, Dolphins are a good team.
Good team.
With a chance of being a very good team.
A very good team, but not a great team.
But you win tomorrow night in Philadelphia, I think all of a sudden now you're considered a Super Bowl contender in the AFC.
Absolutely. A great team.
A contender.
Contenders are great teams.
There's a lot of contenders and they're not great teams.
Are the Ravens a contender?
I don't know yet. We'll see tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow when they take on Detroit.
They're a good team. Is Detroit a contender?
We'll see if they beat Baltimore. I think they might be a contender.
So many question marks.
That's why they play the games.
And every week is different. You can be really good one week. You can be really bad the next week. Man, that's why we play the games. This headline's brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Panthers! They got their first home win of the season this past Thursday night against the Maple Leafs, 3-1. They hope to keep whooping up on Canada when they play the Vancouver Canucks tonight at 7 o'clock. Jeremy Shockey, today's honorary captain for the Canes Clemson game. That is going to be kicking off at 8 o'clock. Pre-game going to begin right after us, 4 o'clock. Right here on 560 WQAM. The Heat, they fell to the Rockets 110-104 last night. The official season begins Wednesday, 7:30, when the Pistons come to town. Rumors persist that Luis Suarez will join Inter Miami next season when his contract is up in Brazil. One thing that is not supposedly rumor, it is said Lionel Messi will play for the Herons tonight as they finish out the season at 6 o'clock against Charlotte. Man, remember when we whooped up on Temple and we thought, you know, do what you got to do? SMU.
Oh, I watched that game.
It was the only game on last night. So
what was it, 48, 51 nothing?
55 zip.
Oh, they did score another one.
Yeah. To say it was not that close, I guess it was representative, but it felt like it was worse than 55 nothing. Ugh. Some games of note. You got Penn State, Ohio State. Penn State just went ahead 9-3. They're about to kick an extra point, and it'll probably be 10-3 Penn State early in the second, although there is a flag now. So, maybe it's still 3-3. Okay. That's one of the games of note today. Also, you want some 3:30 action? Tennessee, Alabama. And then tonight, ACC control between FSU and Duke, 7:30. Duke's supposed to be getting their starting quarterback back, and they haven't scored a lot of points this year. So,
Riley Leonard?
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, Florida State's going to win.
Barely. Like, that's how FSU does
things, except against
LSU.
Man. I think Florida State's going to win pretty handily in this game.
Okay. NASCAR returns to Homestead Miami Speedway this weekend. Three races will be run, the Cup Series, Xfinity Series, and Truck Series. I know you're interested in that, Vlad.
I am.
Does Max Verstappen have a chance?
What? Isn't it over?
I'm joking.
Are they still running for F1?
It just seems Max Verstappen wins everything. Why not jump into NASCAR and win one of those races too?
No.
I know it's a totally different animal. I'm making a joke.
But when you said that, I'm like, wait a minute. Are they still racing? I thought he won the damn thing already.
Max Verstappen said, "Yeah, I'll go show up at a NASCAR race, take that bad boy home too." NASCAR, F1, totally different things. We understand that. One thing we do also understand is sometimes we just got to step into the day spa. Newest trend, Vlad.
Uh-oh.
Nudity.
That's not a new.
Especially male nudity on streamed shows like Naked Attraction and Sex Life. New trend. I mean,
Naked Attraction?
Sex Life. I haven't seen either one of them. You know what I've been into lately? And it's not male nudity, except maybe myself. Nonetheless, I've been watching The Mindy Project.
Pause. Yeah, you mentioned that the other day.
I know it's been around for a while, but I'm watching it on Netflix. But I got into The Golden Bachelor last night. That is as cheesy and it's like a comedy to me. Dude, I'm serious. I couldn't stop laughing. Like, the lines are obviously scripted, and it's these older people talking about their deceased husbands and wives, and this bachelor guy who's 70, he's got hearing aids in. There's nothing wrong with all that. I'm just saying, it's funny, man. It's fun. Maybe I have a sick, twisted sense of humor, but it's like a comedy.
Twisted sense of humor.
Golden Bachelor is popular, though, man. I'm hearing people talking about it, so I decided to watch it. And maybe I haven't slept in like 3 hours all week long. Maybe I'm a little delirious.
I think you're a little delirious.
Are you going to watch Golden Bachelor tonight?
Hell no.
You want to come over and watch it?
No.
Okay. I'm just inviting you. It's a little
Golden Bachelor. What's wrong with you?
It's people. They got a woman from Port St. Lucie. They have another woman from Delray Beach.
Why am I not shocked?
This guy's in his 70s. Most ladies are in their late 60s and 70s. And man, they give some sugar out in that thing, man. That man gets a lot of sugar.
Double ARP type of shows, man.
ARP, baby. That man's getting some sugar, too, Vlad. I'm telling you.
You're into matures, aren't you? You're into matures, aren't you?
No. I heard everybody talking about it. I started watching it. Yeah, I thought it was a comedy. Right, I legitimately thought it was a comedy.
Yeah, you're in matures, man.
I got some mean comments towards my direction. Like, this isn't funny. It's a serious show. I thought it was funny.
All right.
If you want to watch Golden Bachelor, just let me know.
No, nothing Golden Bachelor, no.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Jeez.
Up next, the NBA season starts on Wednesday. There's been some interesting predictions on what the Heat will do this year, and also how will Tyler Hero fit into the mix. That's next here on Sports Day, a.k.a. the Golden Bachelor on Radio, 560 WQAM.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
The Heat fell to the Houston Rockets last night, 110-104. Final game of the preseason. I can tell you, Vlad, I've kept an eye on a lot of these preseason games for the Heat, and I cannot get a grasp on how good or what they're even going to be this year for a lot of reasons. Jimmy Butler, I don't even know if he saw the court. And when I say saw the court, I don't mean saw the court like playing wise. Like, I don't know if he even went to any of the games and visibly saw the court. Bam Adebayo did play a little bit, got some run. Tyler Hero looked very motivated and impressive, I'll say that. Last night, RJ Hampton, former first-round pick, he's on a two-way contract with the Heat. He's trying to make a push to make the team. You got Jamal Cain doing their thing. There's been some injuries. Duncan Robinson's played a lot in this preseason, I'm guessing, because they just don't have a lot of bodies. They've kept a lot of guys out. Kyle Lowry at points has looked like he's kind of the engine that's going to make the offense go, looking like he's kind of solidifying himself as a starting point guard, although Eric Spoelstra says he doesn't believe in 1-2-3s and 4s and 5s. He just believes in players playing games. That's okay. I really don't know what to expect from this team. Like I said, didn't get much run from a lot of the guys. Jaime Jaquez Jr., barely saw him. Nikola Jovic, he looked decent, had some moves. We know in the FIBA Basketball Classic, he had some games where he was gangbusters, then other games he'd go over. So I really don't know what to expect from this team. But there have been some predictions in the media, as always. NBA writers are kind of like you and I, Vlad, although maybe you do think this team's going to be really great or really bad. I don't know. I should ask you first. How do you feel as though this Heat team will perform this at least regular season and then going into the postseason?
I told you, I don't know. I don't know what to think about this team. Nor do I don't want to say nor do I care. It's like if they start off slow, am I going to be worried? Should you be worried? No, because they started off slow last season. And if they start off like gangbusters, are you going to be shocked? No, because it's the Miami Heat. They always figure out a way. They always find motivation. Everybody thought they were going to get Dame. They didn't get Dame, so everybody thinks now that they're not going to be the same team anymore. Oh, like you guys have said, oh, Gabe Vincent and Max Strus were nobodies. And then all of a sudden, now that they left the Miami Heat, people are saying, oh, what are Miami Heat going to do now that they lost Gabe Vincent and Max Strus? Well, do what they usually do, find another Gabe Vincent and Max Strus. So it's going to be a very interesting season for me. That's why I'm happy I'm not a fan, because if you're a fan of this team, if they start off slow, are you really going to be are you in panic mode?
No, you can't, because history has shown you can't panic.
Okay, and if they start off great, are you going to be like, that's the Heat, that's Riles, that's the Godfather, that's Spo? You're going to be, chest out. You're going to be peacocking because, yeah, they're proving the naysayers wrong.
So it's going to be either one. It's going to be either one of them.
For the most part, NBA writers have them finishing between 4th and 7th in the East. Of course, they love the Celtics and the Bucks. Surprisingly, a lot of writers like the Cleveland Cavaliers finishing 3rd. I'd like to challenge that a little bit, but, you know, whatever. Some people, like I said, have them as high as 4th, the Miami Heat. Other people have them 7th. We read an article the other day that has them not making the playoffs even because they feel as though they have not made any enough additions this offseason and that they just haven't gotten better. They've gotten older. They've gotten slower. They've gotten less talented. But so far, other places are saying, oh, well, the reason they're going to be a top four is because Philadelphia, obviously a mess. They have the Knicks right around as good as the Heat, but the Heat beat them in the playoffs, so they have them a little bit of ahead of that. And then other people are saying that the Hawks are no good, the Bulls aren't really that good, that's why the Heat are going to be in there. I don't know what to expect. I think the writers are like you and I, Vlad. It's just we're going to have to wait and see. And once again,
it's definitely wait and see.
No matter how they play, it continues to be wait and see, because if they do come out gangbusters, there's going to be a large portion of the Heat fans that say, see, nothing to worry about. We don't need Dame Lillard. We're great. We got like the guys we like. Eric Spoelstra says we're a championship caliber team. Look at that. There's going to be some fans, too, that are like, we better hold on and stack as many wins right now. It's a long season. And that's every fan base. I'm not saying that's Heat fans or that's every fan base. When your team starts off really, really hot, you say, oh, man, I hope that, you know, the bottom doesn't fall out at some point. The Marlins, they kind of did that last year. Nonetheless, nobody really knows what's going on with this team, but I do know this. Tyler Hero, I expect, of course, we know he's motivated. I expect a big year from the motivation, but did you see recently a private text that he sent this offseason was made public? Now, made public on purpose, made public not on purpose. Nonetheless, painted him in a very good light. The private text came out where basically Tyler Hero says, I want to be here in Miami. I want to win a championship for this city alongside Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, meaning that he always wanted to be here in Miami. He may have been upset with the trade rumors, but this is where his heart is. Now, this is where his heart is. This is where he wants to be. This is where he wants to stay. He's going out this year to play to stay. It's not a revenge tour, although he kind of used those words. It's kind of a motivation tour, but maybe it's a play to stay year for Tyler Hero.
That's kind of weird, bro.
He wants to eliminate.
No, but think about it. It's a play to stay here when you've done nothing but played well. You've played well. You just haven't been healthy.
You know what makes it harder to trade you? Going from 20 points a game to 23 points a game, 24 points a game.
No.
Still developing.
What if you are? Remember, he was the second leading scorer of the team last season.
Mm-hmm.
So what if he's doing that? Okay, he adds two more points to it. But the Heat are still the Heat.
Ooh. He really felt as though, did you hear? He said recently, he was very candid. He said, I expected fully to get traded this offseason.
Yeah.
He goes, I saw what they did in the playoffs without me. And I was like, I'm a goner. I'm happy to be here, but I thought I was a goner.
Well, now that's the key. Is he going to ball out to show them that there's no way you can trade me? I am the missing piece. I am part of that big three.
I think that's the motivation that he has.
That's great. But I hope there's also a fallback to that. Like, he could really improve, and the Heat are still the Heat. And then
they say, we need somebody to get us over the edge.
Right. So then,
or the ledge, over the top.
Over the top, yeah. You and you are living on a prayer, which is.
Living on a prayer, living on an edge.
Yeah, living on an edge is not Bon Jovi. That's
the remix, man. That's also Aerosmith, too.
It's Aerosmith, living on a prayer was.
I know you read the text. I got you, man.
No, I was going to call you out on it, but then I was like, then I started singing it. And I was like, oh, maybe you met Aerosmith, but go, don't worry about it. But
it's the rhythm that gets you, it's not so much the artist.
But Tyler can be a 23 and a half point scorer.
Yeah, you can't trade that.
But what if it's not the same effect like a 23, 24, 25 point scorer like, well, I can't say Dame now because Dame's in Milwaukee, but of somebody of that ilk. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Tyler improves his game. Then people who were down on Tyler, who didn't want to, I don't need Tyler Hero. Maybe they're gonna see, they're gonna see value in him now, and that can also that can also happen where that he shows that he has more value, and then teams may be more interested in making a trade for Tyler Hero with the Miami Heat.
Well, what I'm saying is also this. If you're a 20-point scorer, and let's say somebody like DeJounte Murray is on the market for 20, and he's scoring 25 points a game.
No, I'm not trading Tyler Hero for DeJounte Murray.
I'm just saying, in that caliber, you know, a guy that's averaging 5 points more, you say, oh, man, that's a lot of points. If Tyler's averaging 23, and let's just say DeJounte Murray is averaging 25, that's only 2 points. Is it worth taking on all that and doing all that?
No disrespect to Murray, but he's not. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
like,
let's not use the example of him. Just saying a player.
I'm talking about a guy that can you really put him with Jimmy and Bam. He's like, okay, now you can get over the top. You can go over the top with this guy. Is Zach LaVine better than Tyler Hero?
I don't think so. I'm not a huge Zach LaVine fan.
Is
I think
Donovan
it's good.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
100%. We should have made that trade. I'm going to stand by that until the day I die. I don't care what anybody says.
What if Tyler averages 23 points, but the Heat are kind of you still having that same feeling? The fan base feels the same that they still need that guy that can get a bucket at any given moment.
And things go south in Cleveland.
Would you make a trade? Right. Would you make a trade with? You know, would Cleveland want to make a trade with Miami and grab Tyler Hero? Tyler Hero adds 3 to 4 points to his game this season. Yeah, that trade might be more likely to happen.
I'm saying this. If Tyler Hero adds 3-4 points, averaging 24 points a game, and let's say Spida Mitchell is having a down season because Cleveland just doesn't have anything going, and he's only averaging like 24 points a game, it's harder to trade because if Tyler was just averaging 20, you can be like, well, Spida's averaging 24.
I'm not looking.
Really
you can't. You can't look at just because of 2 or 3 points. You got to look at everything. Just you got to include everything. If it's just points, then fine. But also another reason why people are not a big Tyler Hero fans is lack of defense as well. So a lot of things would have to be shown this season by Tyler for people to want to be willing to make the trade. But yes, raising your scoring average would be a significant factor because that's what you're known for. So if he would do that and it's helping the Heat win, I don't think he's going to get traded. If he's doing that and the Heat are still
middling?
Yeah, middling around. Yeah.
Some guys are just trade bait, man. It just seems like your game lends yourself to trade bait. And Tyler Hero is one of those guys. His game lends himself, even though he's proven himself to be a very good player. Even made a case to be an all-star. Just always your name always ends up in the trade. But he wants to be here in Miami. That means something. And we knew that. And we said that. He don't want to go nowhere where it's not flashy and glamorous. So he's going to fight hard to stay here in Miami. I think that's the motivation he needs to have a big season this year. If he stays healthy, of course. If you stay healthy is always the big thing right there. But yeah, a lot of question marks with this Miami Heat team. I got to trust in Spo. Spo told us. Championship caliber team. He knows championship caliber teams. He likes their depth. He likes their size. I like Thomas Bryant. I know you don't like his defense. I like the skill set that he brings to the team. I like that he can relieve Bam Adebayo for just a little bit.
You love TB.
I really do.
Why do you really love TB? I know what you just said.
He can score.
So he has to defend.
What did we need last year? More scoring.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Look, need more scoring. Oh, and I got this the other day.
What's that?
Man, you know, the Heat, they end up paying these guys all this money undrafted, and they end up being not so good. And, you know, they started listing people. And then the guy goes, I'll tell you this, though. Gabe Vincent, you'll see. He's going to be a star with the Lakers. So I was like,
I haven't seen Gabe Vincent play one game for the Lakers yet.
I said, Gabe.
1 minute.
He's going to be a star with the Lakers. He's going to start a point guard. I go, now there's a guy called LeBron James starting a point guard there, but that's a good effort right there. Good effort.
No, he's not starting a point guard. He's coming off the bench. D'Angelo Russell will be the point guard.
Great player.
And Austin Reeves, everybody's favorite.
Love Austin Reeves. I'll tell you this. The Heat have at least learned their lesson. Some of these guys are good with the Heat in the system, but you don't have to pay them a ton of money because we've known what happened in the past. If you fall victim to what you did in the past, so when Max Strus jumps off and Gabe Vincent jumps off, yeah, I hate to see them go. I'd like to see maybe get some other free agents more in return, but nonetheless, I don't think they were the end-all, be-all. And I don't think this team is vastly worse with those guys leaving. They've got other guys that are going to find ways to make things happen. And as long as you got Jimmy, you got Bam, now you got Tyler Hero. Kyle Lowry looks like he's happy to be running the offense and kind of like the engine of this team. Kevin Love doing his thing. I like Josh Richardson. Caleb Martin, he played a little bit last night. He's getting healthy. We don't know what we're going to get in Jaime Jaquez Jr. Really don't know what we're getting Nikola Jovic. Get him to step up a little bit. Everybody step your game up. Miami Heat back in the NBA Finals. We'll see what happens. That's if everybody steps their game up. And Spo out coaches everybody.
I don't think the problem is about you guys getting to the NBA Finals. It's can you win an NBA Final?
Dame Lillard would help that. Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see.
Let's keep it a buck next here on 560 WQAM. Let's keep it a buck right now, keeping it real. Some things that we find absolutely true, and we'll explain to you why they are absolutely true. That's what Vlad and I do. Keep it a buck. Keeping it a buck. Lionel Messi says he is going to play tonight. Inter Miami versus Charlotte FC. 50, 60,000 tickets have been sold. It is absolutely sold out. I'll keep it a buck on two different things. Number one, he does not need to be playing in a meaningless game. But number two, I think MLS might have stepped in a little bit and said, you know what, go ahead and just give the baby its bottle.
Hold on.
You can go play for Argentina, but you can't play for us? Hold up.
That's what I'm saying. So you would rather him miss the season finale at home?
No, I'm saying MLS might have stepped in and been like...
Right, but that's wrong if the MLS did that, because that's not right.
He played the night before for Argentina. That's the thing. The entire game. Got a brace.
He could have missed that.
Yeah, he could have missed that.
But
I think MLS finally said, grew a pair and said, you know, you pushed us around a lot. We need something. So he went, yeah.
What, did he play him a half?
Yeah. I mean, start him, play him at half. Right when you come back from halftime, take him out. He's going to play.
It's a meaningless game for both teams.
I know, and that's the thing. That's why I think MLS might have stepped in, because why should he play if it's a meaningless game?
Well, it's a game that was supposed to be played early in the year and had to be rescheduled because of the League's Cup and U.S. Gold Cup that they were playing.
I mean, maybe the MLS didn't step in. Maybe Lionel Messi's like, man, one last push, you know, get a couple of those Apple Plus.
You don't believe that.
But nobody's buying Apple Plus for one game that's meaningless. I think MLS might have stepped in. MLS might have stepped in and said, you need to play.
You know what? You're right. Because this might be the MLS Plus last big game, big showing. This is the last weekend for MLS, right?
Yeah, this is decision day.
Yeah, so this is the last day. They need him there.
They need the eyes. They need the people.
I think most of the decisions
have been made.
You
can't say you're hurt. Go out and play for Argentina internationally, score two goals, then come back to the United States and be like, yeah, I'm still hurt.
Hey, listen.
They can't do that. Sorry, Messi.
The altitude in Argentina might, you know, it
invigorates him. sees that Peru.
It revitalizes him. So, yeah, that's why he can do that.
He says, Peru. I'm fired up. Injury or no injury. And then he sees Charlotte's uniform or kits and is like, nah, you know, I'm still kind of that hammy, man. That scar tissue's tough. I don't know. I think MLS might have finally stepped in and grown a pair and said, you need to play. Play one. You're making everybody look bad. Good. What you got? Keep it a buck, Vlad.
Keep it a buck. I'm shocked my team is 3-3.
New York Jets?
Yes. That was a big win by the Jets over the Eagles. So, therefore, we have given you the blueprint to beat Philadelphia tomorrow.
What, have Jalen Hurts play absolutely terrible?
Well, that's what the defense does. You can make a defense do that. So, therefore, but no, here's what I was just, you know, that was just to make you Dolphins fans upset. Let me keep it a buck. I'm very shocked with the way offenses are in the NFL are just not scoring right now with all the talent that's around the NFL. But defenses are playing much, much better. The linebackers in the NFL are ridiculous now. Not only can these guys run and tackle, but now they can cover. Like, you see Fred Warner, you see Greenlaw in San Francisco, you see some of the linebackers, Quincy Williams, C.J. Mosley with the Jets, Baltimore with Patrick Queen and Roquan Smith. Like, I'm keeping a buck. Like, there's some hybrid defenders now that are just freaky. Like, how can you knock a guy down that's 6'2", 225 pounds, and you can cover a guy.
Yeah,
that's 6'2", 210, and runs a 4.3 or 4.4. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. So, yes, you know what, Kuzan? There are aliens. There are Thank aliens. You. Yes, Jalen Ramsey is an alien. There are aliens. Yes, football players are aliens.
They're starting to realize, though, and this has been slowly happening over the past, I mean, even decade or even more so, guys are realizing the chance to play and the chance to make more money sometimes is on the defensive side of the ball, and there's no shame in switching from being a receiver to a DB or a safety. And I think it's kind of just leveling out right now. It's finally, after all these years, just kind of leveled out.
It's because, I mean, obviously with the way the evolution of these offenses where everybody's all spread out, they want to get these guys with all the speed and in open space. But now the evolution of these defenders now are, okay, linebackers used to be like Ray Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
240 pounds, 250 pounds, and, you know, stopping the run and knocking guys out that go over the middle. Now you got linebackers like Fred Warner. Fred Warner's probably 240 pounds.
A little more athletic. When I say athletic, a little more mobile.
But he runs a 4.3.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
And when he hits you, he lays a thump on you. Pause. But, yeah, he's knocking you out, and he can also defend. And you have to with these unbelievable offensive weapons out there. So I'm really shocked that the NFL, the offenses has pretty much not scored much this season. And the way these defenders are, man, these hybrids, like, they are aliens.
With that being said, I hope the Dolphins score 55 tomorrow. But one more thing I want to keep a buck. That crowd was electric Thursday night, Amerant Bank Arena. No longer, at least for this season, will the Panthers be in the bottom half of attendance. They're going to be in the top half of attendance in the NHL this year. The buzz is real. The product is fun. It is good. Panthers fans have pride. I'm telling you, they're going to be in the top half of attendance in the NHL this year. And make it out to a game, Vlad, you'll see easily why. It is
definitely
some wild fun. And the team looks great. They were very aggressive the other night in the home opener. I'll keep it another buck. I think they beat the Vancouver Canucks tonight by a goal. There you go. That's me keeping it a buck.
Keep it a buck. Give a shout out to our boy Richie and his guys that's working the Canes game right now. You know, getting everything all set up so that all you Canes fans can come and tailgate and party. All the guys there at Hard Rock Stadium, all the security out there. Got to give them a shout out. Keep it a buck. Give them a shout out. All the listeners, thanks for listening.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep it a buck. Canes better win tonight.
They need to. I need it. I need it in my life.
Mario needs a home win. How do you not have a home win in nearly 2 years?
We talked about that too, Vlad, the other day. If you don't win against Clemson today, Virginia later this year, Louisville, you got to go to your fan base and your alumni and your boosters and say, yeah, I've been here for 2 years. I'm Mario Cristobal, and I have not won a home ACC game. That's a hard sell. That's a hard sell.
That's a real hard sell.
It doesn't sound real. It doesn't sound believable, but it could be a reality. It's not. Could be a reality. Keeping it in a buck, though, Nick T jumps in. Wimby is definitely an alien. He's on the YouTube.
I saw him last night. It's not fair, man. You can't take a 3-point shot around him, man.
That Victor Wembanyama is something, man. Great. The Spurs are good again. At least they got a star. Up next, going to get you caught up with everything that's happening in the sports world and more here on 560 WQAM.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Let's keep it a buck right now, keeping it real. Some things that we find absolutely true, and we'll explain to you why they are absolutely true. That's what Vlad and I do. Keep it a buck. Keeping it a buck. Lionel Messi says he is going to play tonight. Inter Miami versus Charlotte FC. 50, 60,000 tickets have been sold. It is absolutely sold out. I'll keep it a buck on two different things. Number one, he does not need to be playing in a meaningless game. But number two, I think MLS might have stepped in a little bit and said, you know what, go ahead and just give the baby its bottle.
Hold on.
You can go play for Argentina, but you can't play for us? Hold up.
That's what I'm saying. So you would rather him miss the season finale at home?
No, I'm saying MLS might have stepped in and been like...
Right, but that's wrong if the MLS did that, because that's not right.
He played the night before for Argentina. That's the thing. The entire game. Got a brace.
He could have missed that.
Yeah, he could have missed that.
But
I think MLS finally said, grew a pair and said, you know, you pushed us around a lot. We need something. So he went, yeah.
What, did he play him a half?
Yeah. I mean, start him, play him at half. Right when you come back from a halftime, take him out. He's going to play.
It's a meaningless game for both teams.
I know, and that's the thing. That's why I think MLS might have stepped in, because why should he play if it's a meaningless game?
Well, it's a game that was supposed to be played early in the year and had to be rescheduled because of the League's Cup and U.S. Gold Cup that they were playing.
I mean, maybe the MLS didn't step in. Maybe Lionel Messi's like, man, one last push, you know, get a couple
of those Apple
Plus.
You don't believe that.
Nobody's buying Apple Plus for one game that's meaningless. I think MLS might have stepped in. MLS might have stepped in and said, you need to
play. You know what? You're right. Because this might be the MLS Plus last big game, big showing. This is the last weekend for MLS, right?
Yeah, this is decision day.
Yeah, so this is the last day. They need him there.
They need the eyes. They need the people.
I think most of the decisions have
been made. You can't say you're hurt. Go out and play for Argentina internationally, score two goals, then come back to the United States and be like, yeah, I'm still hurt.
Hey, listen.
They can't do that. Sorry, Messi.
The altitude in Argentina might, you know, it
invigorates him. He sees that Peru.
It revitalizes him. So, yeah, that's why he can do that.
He says, Peru, I'm fired up. Injury or no injury. And then he sees Charlotte's uniform or kits and is like, nah, you know, I'm still kind of, I had a hammy, man. That scar tissue's tough. I don't know. I think MLS might have finally stepped in and grown a pair and said, you need to play. Play one. You're making everybody look bad. Good. What you got? Keep it a buck, Vlad.
Keep it a buck. I'm shocked my team is 3-3.
New York Jets?
Yes. That was a big win by the Jets over the Eagles. So, therefore, we have given you the blueprint to beat Philadelphia tomorrow.
What, have Jalen Hurts play absolutely terrible?
Well, that's what the defense does. You can make a defense do that. So, therefore. But, no, here's what I was just, you know, that was just to make you Dolphins fans upset. Let me keep it a buck. I'm very shocked with the way offenses are in the NFL are just not scoring right now with all the talent that's around the NFL. But defenses are playing much, much better. The linebackers in the NFL are ridiculous now. Not only can these guys run and tackle, but now they can cover. Like, you see Fred Warner, you see the Greenlaw in San Francisco, you see some of the linebackers, Quincy Williams, C.J. Mosley with the Jets, Baltimore with Patrick Queen, and Roquan Smith. Like, I'm keeping a buck. Like, there's some hybrid defenders now that are just freaky. Like, how can you knock a guy down that's 6'2", 225 pounds, and you can cover a guy that's 6'2", 210, and runs a 4'3", or 4'4"? That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. So, yes, you know what, Cousin? There are aliens. There are aliens. Thank you. Yes, Jalen Ramsey is an alien. There are aliens. Yes, football players are aliens.
They're starting to realize, though, and this has been slowly happening over the past, I mean, even decade or even more so, guys are realizing the chance to play and the chance to make more money sometimes is on the defensive side of the ball, and there's no shame in switching from being a receiver to a DB or a safety. And I think it's kind of just leveling out right now. It's finally, after all these years, just kind of leveled out.
It's because, I mean, obviously with the way the evolution of these offenses where everybody's all spread out, they want to get these guys with all the speed and in open space. But now the evolution of these defenders now are, okay, linebackers used to be like Ray Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
240 pounds, 250 pounds, and, you know, stopping the run and knocking guys out that go over the middle. Now you got linebackers like Fred Warner. Fred Warner's probably 240 pounds.
A little more athletic. I'm going to say athletic, a little more mobile.
But he runs a 4-3.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And when he hits you, he lays a thump on you. Pause. But, yeah, he's knocking you out, and he can also defend. And you have to with these unbelievable offensive weapons out there. So I'm really shocked that the NFL, the offenses has pretty much not scored much this season. And the way these defenders are, man, these hybrids, like, they are aliens.
With that being said, I hope the Dolphins score 55 tomorrow. But one more thing I want to keep a buck. That crowd was electric Thursday night, Amerant Bank Arena. No longer, at least for this season, will the Panthers be in the bottom half of attendance. They're going to be in the top half of attendance in the NHL this year. The buzz is real. The product is fun. It is good. Panthers fans have pride. I'm telling you, they're going to be in the top half of attendance in the NHL this year. And if you make it out to a game, Vlad, you'll see easily why. It is
definitely
some wild fun. And the team looks great. They were very aggressive the other night in the home opener. I'll keep it another buck. I think they beat the Vancouver Canucks tonight by a goal. There you go. That's me keeping it a buck.
Keep it a buck. Give a shout out to our boy Richie and his guys that's working the Canes game right now. You know, getting everything all set up so that all you Canes fans can come and tailgate and party. All the guys there at Hard Rock Stadium, all the security out there. Got to give them a shout out. Keep it a buck. Give them a shout out. All the listeners, thanks for listening.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep it a buck. Canes better win tonight.
They need to. I need it. I need it in my life.
Mario needs a home win. How do you not have a home win in nearly 2 years?
We talked about that too, Vlad, the other day. If you don't win against Clemson today, Virginia later this year, Louisville, you got to go to your fan base and your alumni and your boosters and say, yeah, I've been here for 2 years. I'm Mario Cristobal, and I have not won a home ACC game. That's a hard sell. That's a hard sell.
That's a real hard sell.
It doesn't sound real. It doesn't sound believable, but it could be a reality. It's not. Could be a reality. Keeping it in a buck, though, Nick T jumps in. Wimby is definitely an alien. He's on the YouTube.
I saw him last night. It's not fair, man. You can't take a 3-point shot around him, man.
That Victor Wembanyama is something, man. Great. The Spurs are good again. Or at least they got a star. Up next, going to get you caught up with everything that's happening in the sports world and more here on 560 WQAM.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before. for.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.